Hi everyone, today we are reading from John chapter 7, verses 1 through 13. After this, Jesus went about in Galilee. He would not go about in Judea because the Jews were seeking to kill him. Now the Jews' feast of booths was at hand. So his brother said to him, "Leave here and go to Judea, that your disciples may also may see the works you are doing. For no one works in secret if he seeks to be known openly. If you do these things, show yourself to the world." For not even his brothers believed in him. But Jesus said to them, "My time has not yet come, yet your time is always here. The world cannot hate you, but it hates me because I testify about it that its works are evil. You go up to the feast. I am not going up to this feast, for my time has not yet fully come." After saying this, he remained in Galilee. But after his brothers had gone up to the feast, then he also went up, not publicly, but in private. The Jews were looking for him at the feast and saying, "Where is he?" And there was much muttering about him among the people. While some said, "He is a good man," others said, "No, he is leading the people astray." Yet for fear of the Jews, no one spoke openly of him. When we look at this passage here, I think there's this key theme of misunderstanding or not understanding who Jesus is. And the first group of people we mention here are Jesus' brothers. These seem to be Jesus' actually like blood brothers, like other sons of Joseph and Mary. And these brothers know him personally, right? They've grown up with him, but they don't understand what Jesus came to do, right? And that's why they're saying, "You, bro, just go to Judea, maybe Jerusalem, go to like Times Square, show people your works, show people your miracles, let people show yourself to the world," is what they're saying. Go all the way. And in saying this, they're telling him, "Get your big following." Right? They're thinking humanly. They're thinking, in a sense, politically. Like, if Jesus were to go and gain that following, then he would gain in power, right? He would be like king, maybe, of Jerusalem. And then we see at the feast itself, when Jesus goes there, people are wondering first where Jesus is. They're expecting him there, probably because it's a gathering and Jesus had been at some gatherings. But then also there's some muttering here. People are saying, "Oh, I think Jesus is a good guy. He's a good man." And other people are saying, "No, he's leading the people astray." There's this confusion. Who exactly is this Jesus? And now one thing Jesus could do at this point, right? Now he does speak, and we'll talk about that at the on Monday. He does end up speaking at this feast, but at no point is Jesus super clear. Right? Jesus doesn't come and very clearly tell everyone, "Hey, everyone, I'm the Son of God," or "I am God." He doesn't tell them exactly what he was going to do. And the reason for that is that it's what Jesus says, that his time had not yet come. There's this this term that we use for describing how Jesus does this in the Gospels, and it's called the Messianic Secret. Where it seems like it's very strange throughout the Gospels, not just John, but the other ones, where Jesus does miracles and he tells people, "Hey, quiet about that. Don't tell other people." And then you see this in the Gospel of John, like the great crowds came. And we talked about this earlier in the week and earlier this week, how like he does these miracles and then he should have this huge following, but he says stuff and turns people away. And there's this, what we see throughout the Gospels is that Jesus didn't come to gain a crowd. And it's not because he didn't care about people. He wanted a lot of people to know him. It's because he didn't want the wrong thing to happen. The time at this point was not yet come, because if he were to say some of these things, had to happen wasn't going to happen then. He came so that he could live, teach, set an example for us with his life, but then also suffer, die on a cross, to be raised on the third day. The death part, the suffering death, would not have happened if he jumped the gun here, if he told people who he was and exactly what he came to do. If Jesus did that, this crowd would build, and maybe like they would try to start a rebellion and go against Rome and all those things. And this was not the right time yet. And we even see hints of this, right? Where people say he's leading the people astray. I think implied somewhere in there is that there's this fear among some of the Jewish people, especially those in power, that Jesus was going to lead a rebellion and they would end up getting in trouble with Rome because they had already been in trouble with Rome. Their own existence as a nation and people was tenuous at best at this point. And so Jesus is not clear. He keeps it a secret. It's like a messianic secret. He didn't want people to know exactly what he was doing quite yet, or exactly who he is quite yet, even though he was kind of saying it just in really difficult terms in other places. Now, what do we take out of this? The messianic secret, it's not a secret anymore, right? It's just something that we can understand in reading the scriptures. But I think for us then, it is important that we understand who Jesus was and who he is. And part of that is we understand that Jesus' purposes are greater than gaining political power or gaining a crowd. Jesus isn't looking for a crowd. Now, he does want people to follow. He wants as many people to come to know him and to have a relationship with the Father as possible. But it's not for the sake of his power. He already has that power. His purposes are for eternal life, for the sake of the world, so that life may come. And it's also important that we recognize that Jesus was not just a good man. Now, that said here in this passage, it's like he's a good man. And Jesus was and is a good man. He's a good teacher. But it's important we recognize that Jesus is God. He is great. He is worthy and mighty to be feared even. But that because of what he would later do on the cross, we could come to him and just come to him without fear and come to follow him. It's important we recognize and we understand. This is why we go through the scriptures. This is why we'd have these devos, so that we can more and more in a deeper way come to recognize who this Jesus is, what he came to do, and how that changes everything for us. And so as we close out this week, let's close it out with a desire to know Jesus more and more. We can understand theologically who Jesus is, but more importantly is that we understand who Jesus is relationally. And so let's turn to him. Let's go to him. Let's desire a deeper relationship with him this day. Let me pray for us. Jesus, we thank you that you are good and that you are with us, Lord. And we pray that we will recognize your power, your glory, but at the same time, your humility, your goodness, and your love. Lord, help us. Walk with us. Guide us and open our eyes to see more and more how great you are. We thank you for this love. We thank you for this grace that we have in you. In your name we pray. Amen.